Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's doing great. Happy Mindset Change Monday. And before we get started, I just want to take a moment to say happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there and to all the moms that are actively in a mom type role, like a stepmom, right? Because some women don't have kids, but they stepped up to the plate to be a stepmom. So happy Mother's Day, ladies. I'll tell you, my heart go out to women because I understand how women are when it comes to how they bury kid, how they bury their kids, which means carry. I don't know if I mess it up, but how they bury the kids, carry them, how they pregnant for 9 months. And then, what do you know? This little bubble pops out of their body. And then a mom continues to be a mom. And I'm a witness to this, of watching my mom and my wife and how moms are when it comes to their kids, how they sacrifice. Let me say that again. How they sacrifice a lot of things for their children. So kids, I'm here to tell you, appreciate your mom because she sacrifices a lot for you. And it doesn't matter how old you are to a mom, you're still a kid. You could be an adult kid, but appreciate your mom for who she is. She may not always be the best of character. She may not always have the best attitude. She may not always have the best personality, but at the end of the day, she's your mom. Appreciate your mom. So y'all, that is a perfect segue into today's topic. But before we get into that, make sure you go check out Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday's podcast episode. It's called Just Because You Think It. And it's a good episode because it talks about how we think of things, and sometimes because we think it, we believe it, but we don't have to always believe everything that we think. So go check out Friday's episode if you have not. So y'all, the story of Kobe Bryant, his consistency, his persistency. If you go back and you look at old videos of Kobe Bryant, and he talked about how he elevated his game to the level that he did, the things he did, the actions that he took to get there, and how he continued and consistently did the same thing to achieve greatness over and over again. He talked about how he got up at 4 a.m. every morning and practiced and shot so many jump shots. He talks about how he comes home and then he goes back at noontime and practice again. And then he talks about after that, he goes back home after he practices again. And then he goes back out to practice again. And he said that if there's another guy in the gym practicing from the opposing team, he would stay in the gym longer than them and keep practicing because he wanted them to realize not only is he going to out-practice you, he's going to also outplay you as well. So it was mental, right? But I don't want to tell you too much in the video because if I do, you're not going to watch it. So go check out, go to YouTube and type in Kobe Bryant's Mamba Mentality and you'll get all the background and all his videos that he did about how he came up with Mamba Mentality and what it all meant. But for us, it's really huge because if we all had the Kobe Bryant mentality, we would be a lot better in life with goals, lifestyle, success, and things of that nature. So today's episode is called Consistently Persistent. How consistently persistent are you in life with anything, right? That matters. I tell people all the time, I'm consistently persistent with everything that I do. I don't cut corners with nothing. When it comes to my marriage, I try to be consistently persistent and be a great husband. I try to be consistently persistent and be a great father. I try to be a great son, a great employee, a great coworker, right? I do all these things to be consistently persistent because I have a high drive for success for myself. And by all means, I'm not saying you're going to be like me or you have to mirror what I do. But I will say this, if you're looking to have a happy and healthy lifestyle and live that lifestyle to predict success, then yes, somewhere in your life, there has to be some consistent persistency in order for you to achieve those goals or get where you want to be in life. It just has to happen. So the definition of consistent, let's talk about the definition of consistent. What does consistent mean? Because I feel like we need to know the definition before we try to understand what consistent means. A lot of times we just go off of what we think we know. We go off of a notion. We go off of what our mind tells us, but we don't know the actual definition of things. And when you don't know the definition of things, you kind of just fly through things being unaware, right? And so on my podcast, on my show, I want to make sure you understand what is the definition of what my episode is about or the topic so you can understand how to take the information and how to use it in your everyday life, right? So the definition of consistent is acting or done in the same way over time, steady, stable, and constant. So if you ask yourself right now, what do you have consistent in your life or what has been consistent and what is consistent? You take that definition and you can say, I'm consistent with this. I'm not consistent with this. I'm consistent with this. Oh, I'm missing the mark with this, right? Have you ever seen a person who loves to play video games? They're a gamer. That's all they do. They're very consistent at having a joystick in their hand. Again, acting or done in the same way over time, steady, stable, or constant. And a gamer has a few goals. Either they want to beat the game, get to the next level, or beat their score, right? They want to continue to beat their highest score to get a higher score every time they play. That's what a gamer does. Whether they play online, whether they play against themselves, their goal is to beat the game or get a higher score or beat the person that they're playing against, right? With consistency though. And in order for them to get great and to be good, what do they have to do? They have to keep playing over and over and over again. They have to be very consistent with playing the game in order to get better. Kobe Bryant talks about how he consistently practiced 2 or 3 times a day, over and over, shot 1,000 jump shots, over and over, shot 1,000 free throws, over and over, practiced 1,000 dunks, over and over. Talks about the consistency of how he did or the consistency of what he was doing to get better and make improvements at it. So we have to be very consistent, no matter what. Consistency is the key. But not only do you have to be consistent, you also have to be persistent. And let me tell you why. Consistency is great to have, but persistency has to play a huge role in the game. Because if you're only consistent and you're not persistent, you're missing a mark somewhere. Or if you're persistent and you don't have any consistency, you probably might still miss the mark, right? So let's talk about the definition of persistent. Continuing to do something or to try to do something even though it's difficult or other people want you to stop. See, other people want you to stop. Difficult. Continuing no matter what. And see, now that you know the definition of persistent, now you understand why consistent and persistent should be in the same realm of your goals of success. things you want to achieve, right? Because one without the other, you might still fail. So continuing to do something no matter what. It's kind of like myself with the podcast this morning. I got a huge day. I got to log into work. I had to get up super early this morning, pick up my patio area. I got some people coming out to look at it to make a few upgrades. And so I told myself, I got to get up at a particular time this morning. I got to do X, Y, and Z. And I still got to do my podcast. And believe me, I entertained the idea of saying, well, I'm too busy this morning. I might not have time for the podcast. No, that's not how I operate. Because if I'm not consistently persistent in putting my podcast out, you are going to go follow someone else that's consistent, right? You're going to be like, Coach James didn't show up on Monday for me. Coach James wasn't there on Friday to drop a podcast that I so needed. And so you're going to find someone else that's more consistently persistent than me. But I told myself, I got to do the podcast no matter what today. No matter what happens, I got to log into work. No matter what happens, I got to pick up the patio area so that the people can get to the area they need to get to. Consistently persistent. I'm continuing to do the podcast, even though it's difficult because I had to get up super earlier than I normally do. And although something was telling me to stop because I had so much to do, I said, no, I'm doing a podcast no matter what this morning. And so here we are. Here I am. And thank you all for listening. So we talked about consistent. We talked about persistent. I got a couple questions for you. And write these down because these are very important to your success. These are very important as to how you're going to be consistently persistent and why should you be consistently persistent, okay? Number one, what do you want to achieve in life? What do you want? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? How much money do you want to make? And with these questions, don't just be vague. Or I want a degree. Or I want a big house. What do you want your big house? What size do you want it to be? How much do you want it to cost? What kind of degree do you want? You want to major in what? You want to take your degree and do what after it? Don't be vague. Be very, very open about what you want to achieve and why. To yourself. Question number two, what's your goals in life? Do you have goals? Have you set goals? Have you even thought about goals in your life? And last but not least, what does goal setting mean to you? Some of you could be like, I don't like setting goals because I always fail. Some of you probably like setting goals is a waste of my time. I'll just get to it when I can. But what are your goals though? What do you want out of life? Right? And like I said, with question number one, be very, very open about your goals. What are you looking to achieve? Why do you want to achieve that goal? Why do you want to set that goal? And why do you want to achieve that goal? There you go. Okay? And what's your plan of action? Next question. What's your plan of action? How are you going to achieve your goals you set for yourself? Are you going to do it in 1 year? Are you going to do it in 2 years? Are you going to hire a tutor to help you get your degree? Are you going to hire someone to help you build your website? What's your plan of action? Why is your plan of action important? These are questions you have to ask yourself to find some consistently persistency in your life. And they need to be broken out. They need to be detailed. Last but not least, what's your control? What control do you have in place to say, I'm going to do this, and if I don't, this is what's going to happen because this is my control to make sure I'm consistently persistent. What's your control? What are you going to put in place? Are you going to hire a motivational coach like me to say, hey, every Saturday, we need to talk about my goals? Hey, coach, I'm struggling today with motivation. I need a few quotes of motivation. hey, coach, when this happened in my life, what should I do? Right? What's your control? Who's going to be your coach? Hopefully it's me. Right? So those four questions are very important. Napoleon Hill once quoted and said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So if you think it, means you conceive it, then you believe it. That's your four questions, right? And then you can achieve. That you're consistently persistent. I hope this is all resonating with all of you, and you can take this information and you can use it in your everyday life so you can achieve success. This podcast is all about rewiring the way you think, but not just rewiring the way you think, rewiring the way you think for a benefit, rewiring the way you think for success. And as I always say, success should drive a bigger bank account. Now, what you do with the money is a different story, but it should drive a bigger bank account. You decide. But hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening today. I want to welcome the brand new listeners. Welcome to listening to my podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. Well, y'all, I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. When you subscribe, when the brand new one drops, you'll be the first one to get an alert. And you can tap right in and be on your way to rewiring the way you think. Make sure you leave comments about the podcast. That way I know I'm doing great, I'm not doing great. You like the music, you don't like the music. Hey, I'm not hard to find, y'all. I'm on IG all day, every day. James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. And remember, I still got my 30-minute consultation for $50. If you're interested in that, send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com. My email address is also in the description of the podcast episode. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide or harming yourself or harming someone else, please don't hesitate to call 988, which is a suicide prevention hotline. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what you're listening to, y'all. Peace!